AML/CTF onboarding for non-individual clients, KYB, UBO, and what changes from the 1st of July? From the 1st of July, AML/CTF obligations for non-individual clients in Australia significantly change how firms onboard companies, trusts, and partnerships. Instead of simply verifying an instructing person, firms must now identify who ultimately owns or controls the entity and apply due diligence at that level. This shift moves onboarding from basic client intake to a structured Know Your Business, KYB, and Ultimate Beneficial Ownership, UBO, compliance process. What is changing under AML/CTF for non-individual clients? Under the updated AML/CTF framework, firms can no longer rely on traditional onboarding methods, such as collecting basic company details or verifying a representative. For non-individual clients, firms must identify and verify the legal entity, company, trust or partnership. Understand the ownership and control structure. Identify ultimate beneficial owners, UBOs. Apply AML/CTF checks to relevant individuals. Maintain an auditable record of all onboarding decisions. This applies across all designated services where firms are required to comply with AML/CTF obligations. What is KYB, Know Your Business? KYB, or Know Your Business, is the process of understanding the entity behind a transaction. Unlike KYC, Know Your Client, which focuses on individuals, KYB requires firms to assess who owns the entity, who controls the entity, how the entity is structured, whether there are underlying beneficial owners. KYB is now a core requirement for AML/CTF onboarding of companies, trusts, and partnerships. What is a UBO, Ultimate Beneficial Owner? A UBO is the natural person who ultimately owns or controls a legal entity. In most cases, this includes individuals who hold 25% or more ownership in a company, exercise effective control over an entity, act as trustees, beneficiaries, or controlling partners depending on structure. Once identified, UBOs must undergo AML/CTF checks such as identity verification, VOI, politically exposed person, PEP, screening, sanctions screening, adverse media checks. Understanding UBOs is central to meeting AML/CTF compliance obligations. AML/CTF onboarding challenges for firms. Many firms currently manage non-individual onboarding using manual or disconnected processes, including ASIC or entity searches completed separately, spreadsheets to track ownership structures, manual AML/CTF screening across multiple systems, inconsistent record keeping across teams. This creates operational inefficiencies and makes it difficult to maintain a consistent audit trail. The key challenge is not understanding AML/CTF requirements, but applying them consistently at scale. How AML/CTF onboarding workflows are evolving. Modern onboarding workflows are shifting towards integrated compliance processes that bring KYB, UBO identification, and AML/CTF checks into a single system. A structured workflow typically includes 1. KYB information collection. Clients complete a structured KYB form capturing. Entity details, company, trust or partnership, incorporation or registration information, ownership and control details, business activities and designated services. 2. Entity and UBO verification. Firms conduct searches to verify the legal entity, for example, ASIC records, identify shareholders, directors or controlling parties, uncover ultimate beneficial owners. Some platforms also support international UBO identification for overseas entities. 3. AML/CTF screening. Once individuals are identified, firms apply AML/CTF checks including identity verification, VOI, TEP screening, sanctions and adverse media checks. These checks apply to both representatives and UBOs. 4. Risk assessment and onboarding decision. Each matter is assessed based on risk factors such as transaction type, ownership structure complexity, geographic risk, client behavior or indicators. The outcome determines whether the matter is low, medium or high risk, and whether escalation is required. 5. Audit ready compliance record. At completion, firms generate a consolidated AML/CTF report that includes KYB information collected, entity and UBO search results, AML screening outcomes, risk assessment results, onboarding decision and rationale. This creates a complete audit trail for compliance and regulatory review. When does AML/CTF onboarding need to be completed? AML/CTF onboarding must be completed before or at the point a designated service is provided. In practice, this means firms should ensure KYB information is collected early in the engagement. UBOs are identified before transactional work begins. AML/CTF checks are completed prior to matter progression. Key takeaway: KYB and UBOs are now central to onboarding. AML/CTF Tranche 2 reforms fundamentally change how firms onboard non-individual clients. The focus is no longer just on verifying an instructing person, but on understanding the full ownership and control structure behind every entity. For firms, this means adopting KYB as a standard onboarding process, consistently identifying and verifying UBOs, embedding AML/CTF checks into a structured workflow, maintaining clear, auditable compliance records. Firms that move early to standardize onboarding processes will be better positioned to manage compliance efficiently and at scale once obligations commence. Simplify AML/CTF onboarding with InfoTrack. As AML/CTF obligations expand from the 1st of July, firms need onboarding processes that are both compliant and operationally efficient. Managing KYB, UBO identification, AML/CTF screening, and audit records manually can quickly become complex, particularly when onboarding non-individual clients at scale. InfoTrack helps firms streamline AML/CTF onboarding by bringing key compliance steps into a single workflow. Through InfoTrack's all-inclusive compliance center, firms can collect KYB information, verify entities, identify UBOs, complete AML/CTF checks including PEPs, sanctions and adverse media screening, and maintain a consolidated audit-ready compliance record. By integrating onboarding and compliance into one process, firms can reduce duplication, improve consistency across teams, and prepare for Tranche 2 obligations with greater confidence. To learn more about how InfoTrack can support your AML/CTF onboarding workflows, visit InfoTrack Compliance Center.